In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today we celebrate the last Sunday of the season after Pentecost. And with this, we put an end to the liturgical year. The next Sunday, we will be beginning the new holy season of Advent, which will lead us to prepare for the coming of our Lord on Christmas Day. As we finish this liturgical year, we are bound once again to look into our lives for reformation and improvement, as the Church guides us through these different stages of spiritual preparation. We have been talking about this a lot, and we will continue to do so, perhaps because the Church has a good coach, is bound not only to give the right doctrine and to provide correction when needed, but also to encourage and, as it were, to push and continuously compel us to improve our lives. And today, I would like to talk to you about a common temptation. Temptation we have to fight during this Advent. It is so common that I cannot think of anyone who never had it in their lives, excluded Our Lady, of course. And that is a temptation of not becoming a saint. And you might think, I wish I only had to deal with that temptation. But this temptation is a source of many, if not most of all, of our temptations. The temptations of not becoming a saint. What exactly do I mean by the temptation of not becoming a saint? I mean the temptation to despair from seeking perfection. I mean that temptation of saying, I am too far gone. I will never be perfect, or I will never improve these defects, or become the man or the woman I am meant to be. I mean that temptation to say, I messed up in life. I messed up as a parent, as a wife, as a husband, as a mother-in-law, as a father-in-law. I messed up as a son or as a fiancé. I messed up as a Catholic. And now I just have to live with who am I and try to make it to confession before I die. It is a temptation to say all those perfect things that they say in the books, in the sermon, are not meant to me. I am too big of a sinner. I am too weak. I would be a hypocrite. And I would be acting with falsehood because I know that's not me. And notice that I'm not talking here about despair from the theological virtue of hope, necessarily. Because a person in this state might believe that she can be saved. But they are deceived in believing that they should not pursue a better state in life or a higher spiritual perfection. And I am not exaggerating. Think of Saint Teresa of Avila, Saint Teresa the Great. She had this same temptation. The worst of all, she called it. At what point during the beginning of her life, as a Carmelite sister, she was failing, according to her, in her duties as a religious nun. Her imperfections, her failures, caused her to feel embarrassed to go to prayer and to pursue a more pious life. And so following this temptation to not become a saint, as we called it, she refused to do mental prayer. Rather, to try hard at it. Only after the death of her father and going to confession to a priest, did she come to the realization that she had been fooled into thinking like that. And she started seriously pursuing her spiritual growth as the salvation of her soul. And guess what? She did become a saint. We must reject the idea that it is too late for us to change, that we have messed up and there is nothing we can do, that we must continue in our faults and errors because it is just impossible to get rid of them. Our faith demands it. Do we not believe that Jesus has taught us that when we go to confession, our sins are destroyed, they are blotted out? Hear what Jesus himself tells us through the prophet Isaiah. I am he that blot out your iniquities for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Notice, dear friends, that Jesus tells us that our sins will be destroyed, as it were, putting himself, his eternal essence, for a witness. I am. There is nothing more solemn to make a promise good than putting God as a witness. And here he does that to tell us that our sins will be blotted out. He tells us further that he will not remember. They are gone. And thus it is that when we go to confession, the priest afterward acts just as God does. How could the priest remember sins? How could the priest remember sins or act upon what he heard in the person of God when those sins are no more? Before I'm going further, I guess you are all in a state of grace today to receive communion, because two priests in the back of the church, and both are off because nobody there. So I guess we will all be ready to receive communion today. And so, from God's part, our sins are in existence. All that is left of them is a scare. The scare that remains in our soul and can be removed and purified by penance here on earth or after death in purgatory. But if your heart is still troubled, if this temptation has sunk in so deep that it is hard for you to believe, hear Jesus again. Hear our Lord again. For he tells us, if your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. And if they be red as crimson, they will be white as wool. How many times did our Lord say, go in peace, your sins are forgiven? It seemed hard to believe, but believe we must. And as much as it pains us, that God would forgive us just like that. Because our love towards Him would make us wish to be punished, or at least to not be forgiven so easily. We would wish that much more was demanded from us. Yet, we must believe the words of our Lord and come out of confession with the conviction that our sins are destroyed. What boundless mercy of our Lord. But there is a purpose for that. And here again, we see how He's good, how much He's good to be Catholic. Martin Luther and his followers believe that our sins are not destroyed, but only hidden. And Martin Luther preached furiously that our sins are indestructible, unavoidable, and necessary. What a dreadful perspective. First more, he says, you can never improve, you can never become perfect, you can never become pure, chaste, prudent, silent, charitable, and forgiving. You will always have sin. So he preached that temptation, a temptation from the devil, not to become a saint. And guess what? He preached it well. Consistent with that, in order further to convince people of this, they refuse to put examples before them of those who were perfect. But see, dear friends, as Catholics, we believe in the destruction, the eradication of our sins. And we believe that God has given us that in order that we may begin right after confession to become saints and to attain perfection. He does not make us begin the race from the beginning, but brings us back to where we were. We are called to sanctity. As Catholics, we are. And it is possible. And the contrary idea, wherever it might come from, is not humility, is not sincerity. It is a diabolical and pestilent temptation from the devil. If your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. So yes, we have plenty of work to do. Plenty of things to improve. But now, we are not supposed to remain in our state. We are supposed to change. And we can, particularly after confession and communion. No matter how much we have messed up in our life, yes, we will have consequences. Bear them and let's become a saint by that patient suffering. And our life will be the best it could be. No matter how bad a parent, a spouse, a priest, a son, a daughter, we might be or have been or think we are, we have to change, we have to convert And yes, we can change. It is given to us if we only take it. Let's acknowledge what mistakes have been made. And so, correct them. Fall and get up. Let's begin to fight against the consequences of previous mistakes, errors. But don't lay on the conception that it is too late or that we cannot change. Our life begins anew, and we can become a saint by starting today fresh to become a Holy Mother, Holy Father, Holy Son. No matter how horrible sins we have committed, no matter how frequently, no matter how egregiously they are forgiven. And yes, we should be more fervent. We should pray. We should love more and better. We should be willing to become a saint. Because penitent sinners are great saints. And it would be sinful and cowardice not to take what God has given us. After confessions, our sins are gone. Our enemies destroyed. Now, courageously, become a saint. Forgive, love, pray. Do your duties. Let us then end this year by recognizing this temptation. And never again let it set in our souls. Yes, we might fall again. Yes, we will fall again. Yes, it will be hard to improve. It will be hard to change. But it belongs to us. It is our destiny, our fulfillment, our vocation, our path. We will, can be, and will be entirely different, more perfect, more chaste, more patient, more charitable, more religious, more of God than of the world. This is our calling, as the Apostle St. Paul said, this is the will of God, your sanctification. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.